When I go into schools, I would do live science. So I wouldn't talk about the insects. I would actually bring the insects in so the children could observe, set up the environment and feed them and let the children watch the whole development. And I think for me, it's watching the children's reaction when they change before their very eyes from caterpillar to the moment when they go into the chrysalid. And the ones we would use in the school, the chrysalids would be like a golden, green, yellow, small tortoise. And then it's the reaction on the children's faces when they watch these insects, these caterpillars that they had seen emerge as butterflies. And there is that exhilaration and the excitement as the children gather around to watch what's happening next.
Their faces must be something else.
Well, they are. The children very easily just light up with wonder and awe when they see this amazing thing. And city children often see very little. I mean, they'll see it on telly, but it's not the same as really observing nature themselves.
And you've put up two beautiful church banners, He is Lord and Alleluia, and they're made of butterflies for the resurrection, and we'll come to that now in a minute. But in particular, what caught people's interest was the green butterfly, and I know perhaps that's one of the butterflies that's unique to Ireland.
Well, it is. I spent one summer here. I had to collect insects for the university. I was in at home in Victoria, British Columbia, and that's where I first saw the green hairstreak. And we don't have any green butterflies in British Columbia. And the green hairstreak was a gorgeous, bright, bright green butterfly. And it just drew me anyway. It drew me. And it came from the west of Ireland. I was in Clare. Then I was moved further north. And I was then went over to Achill. And that's where I first collected the green butterfly and observed it. So I put that one into the banner because it's very particularly an Irish butterfly. The first one that, to me, was so different.
I know, in talking before to you, you're able to parallel your interest in entomology with your faith.
Well, in all the years I've raised caterpillars with children, it's always in like the May and the June, and I do it in connection with resurrection. Very often, not just in natural history, but, you know, over the years I've met children who've had experiences of death, and we talk about death isn't the end, it's the beginning, and we speak of resurrection, and you watch this caterpillar that's confined just to leaves, and then you see it change, and you see it then in this chrysalid or the cocoon, and the children would think, oh, it's gone, and then out of this cocoon emerges something quite very beautiful, and we speak of being resurrected. It's something new, a whole new life. The life as a caterpillar is gone forever. It's now beginning a new type of life. And so we can relate that in a way to resurrection.
And you bring that on then to Pentecost.
Well, yes, because to me, resurrection is something I'm going to experience at the end of my life here. But I can't live this life here without that Pentecost event. And to me, when I watch the small tortoise emerge as a butterfly, it's got crinkly wings, and it waits, and it just sits there just holding on. It waits, and what's it waiting for? It can't even function right now as a butterfly, and it waits for its wings to be pumped up, for the fluid to be pumped into its wings. It needs the life, it needs the power that comes with being a butterfly. And to me, that is the Pentecost event. We cannot live this Christian life unless we experience the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to do what Jesus did. And when I see that butterfly's wings pumped up with all the beauty, it could only then take off and live this, in a sense, this resurrected, this new life as a butterfly. And to me, we can't live our Christian life unless we're filled with the power of the Spirit that enables us, as Jesus said, to do what he did. Everything he did, we are called to do.